The TSO, with members of the Toronto Mendelssohn Choir in the classic music of Christmas, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. I'm Kathleen Kajioka. This is Sunday Night at the TSO. We are headed into the holiday season, and the TSO has no shortage of ways to take in the mood. There's the Mary Murdoch Mysteries in concert happening this Tuesday, Home Alone in concert Thursday through Sunday, and of course, their annual Messiah performances happening December 16th through 21st. But no December at the TSO would be complete without their holiday pops. December 10th and 11th at Roy Thomson Hall, you can ring in the season with this festive spectacular featuring sparkling melodies and rousing choruses as well as a carol sing-along. Michaela Bennett returns to the TSO to lend her stunning vocals to the occasion, and the whole shebang will be led by conductor Sarah Hicks. Hicks has forged a distinctive path for herself as a pops and film conductor, one of the very first, in fact, in what has become a standard concert genre. She has worked with the Cleveland Orchestra, the Philadelphia Orchestra, LA Philharmonic, Boston Pops, and more, in addition to holding a titled position with the Minnesota Orchestra. The TSO Holiday Pops tradition is in great hands, and she joins me now to tell us all about it. Sarah Hicks, welcome to Sunday Night at the TSO.
It's so great to be here. Thanks for having me.
We have some get-to-know-you questions. Are you ready?
I am ready.
What is your dream vacation destination?
My dream vacation destination? I actually want to see the fjords of Norway. And I've always tried to plan for that vacation, but my schedule is so busy, I've never been able to make it up there.
Oh, I hope you do one day. Coffee or tea?
I am a matcha person for years and years, way before the current matcha craze has happened. So I am a little bit angry that everyone has found matcha and is drinking it, because that was my thing so long ago.
You can claim to be the OG. So that's
the OG matcha queen.
That's right. Do you have a favorite holiday tune or carol?
I do. It's I'll Be Home for Christmas is my favorite. It's a bit sentimental and lovely, and I am rarely home for the holidays, so I like to be there in my heart, I suppose.
Oh, that's nice. Red or white wine?
I would say champagne, so bubbly.
All right, the third way.
Favorite
area in Toronto and why?
Oh, that's a good question. When I'm there, I really get to visit very much. I love Kensington Market and the distillery district. And I guess I'm a very touristy when I'm there because I don't have time to visit, but hope to have some more time over the holidays.
Indeed. Now, I'm so interested to speak with you. First of all, I've heard that the worst thing to happen to you in your life was also the best thing to happen to you. Tell us about how you got started in conducting.
So I was a very serious young musician, and I wanted to be a pianist in my youth and was practicing and quite serious about it and winning competitions and playing with orchestras, the whole lot. And when I was in my teens, I injured my hands and just really couldn't play much anymore. So I was crying in my room and depressed, as teens sometimes are. And my dad came in and he said, "Stop crying, you can still hold a stick." And that's when I started conducting. It opened up my life all of a sudden. So I'm grateful for that injury, which I still have, and I still really can't play the piano much. But it worked out.
That's fantastic. And you've forged quite a cool career so far in your life as a conductor. Tell us a bit about your activities and film music and all kinds of stuff. You toured with Sting. I'm curious.
Yes. Yeah, so I started out as a purely classical conductor way in the early aughts. And around 2005, I decided I wanted to pursue more of the popular side, the pops music, the film music, and made this big switch and have been able to work with incredible artists like Sting and Jennifer Hudson and Jefferson Starship and everything in between. I became a film specialist over the last 15 years. I was a very early adopter for the film and concert concept. And so there are 60 some odd films that I perform. In doing that, really got connected with Disney concerts and Disney music groups. So I do a bit of consulting for them and help them edit a lot of their new film product coming out. And so I've just been able to forge together a really interesting career working with artists, working with Disney, producing my own stuff, going into the wellness and a mental health sphere and just a bit of everything. It's been wonderful to be able to be the kind of artist that really captures genres and just different ways of using music to connect with people.
There are a couple of things off of that that I want to ask you about. I'll go down the film track a little bit now. I mean, because a lot of orchestras now, it's very widely embraced, the film with live music. But as you say, you're an early adopter. How did you actually start on that path?
I was with an orchestra who was interested in trying things early, the Minnesota Orchestra. The first film I did was in 2011. I did Psycho. It was a very early product, so that the tech was very limited, but there was a way to do it and there were materials. And I just discovered I was really good at it. So I kept pursuing it. And as orchestras did more and more, because I was one of the first people to do it, I had developed those skills. And a lot of people doing that were coming out of the, I guess, the Hollywood scoring system where they were actually in studio doing it. So they were accustomed to coordinating film to music, but not accustomed to doing it for 2 hours in front of symphony orchestra.
Right, because it's usually one take at a time, right? Like one little
exactly.
chunk at a time.
Yeah, one cue at a time. So I sort of brought my own skill into it. So I was able to sort of forge forward in that area of music and symphonic music.
I imagine a lot of conductors would have approached you early on to figure out how best to approach this.
They did. And it's hard to explain how to do it. And I feel like your brain has to be wired a certain way to, first of all, I guess, be good at it, but also second of all, to enjoy it, because it is highly technical and there are a lot of visual inputs and streamers and punches, and you have to align precisely to what's happening, because as I say, the film waits for no one. But I'm also a person who likes to work within parameters and limits, and I love the challenge of making music in between the punches.
And you mentioned your work in the wellness sphere. How does conducting connect with that world?
I'm actually in the midst of a 2-year course to get my meditation teacher certification. And I've always been into mindfulness and meditation and had developed a program with the Minnesota Orchestra about music and healing and mental health and anxiety. And I feel like there's such an intersection between art and wellness. And I'm just developing a lot of programs to be able to connect those two spheres, because I feel like we all need healing and mindfulness to be in our lives, and music can be such a huge part of that.
Can you give a little example or one or two examples of how that works in a sort of practical sense?
In the practical sense, yes. Music, and especially live music, it's produced in the moment. You can hear it when it happens, and then when it's gone, it's gone. And that is mindfulness, is being able to be present in the moment and to experience everything as it unfolds. And I try to develop programs where we're able to do that live with orchestral music, to be really, really present. And that's where we find our groundedness. And I think music is just marvelous in its ability to do that for us.
Absolutely. And you are bringing your gifts to the TSO this holiday season. Speaking of music connecting people, what are you looking forward to in your work with the TSO for their annual Holiday Pops program this year?
Oh my gosh, so much. It's one of my favorite orchestras to work with, so it's always an immense pleasure to be with the TSO. The holidays are such a fun time because I expect audiences of all ages to be there, and it's such a wonderful way to be with family, to be with friends. I think music is such a key component of celebration because we all have our favorite tunes, and you know, music is a part of our memories too, and I hope it evokes incredible holiday memories. I'm looking forward to a lot of classics that people are going to love and know, and it's always exciting for me to bring in some of the music that I love and know, and arrangements that I love and know that might be new to the audiences in Toronto. So it's always a great mix of the familiar and a couple of new things that I think people are really, really going to love.
And you're going to be working with vocalist Michaela Bennett. Have you worked with her before?
I have not worked with her before, so I can't wait to really share the stage with her.
And I'm wondering if you have any upcoming projects beyond this that you're looking forward to.
I am actually doing the holiday concerts with the Cleveland Orchestra, I think 14 concerts, and I found a way to make this week in Toronto work within that schedule. So I'm also looking forward to those holiday concerts as well. A whole different set of music and soloists. And I think it's my favorite time of year. It's my busiest time of year, but I am so thrilled to be able to do both and perform so much holiday music.
Now, I'm just thinking if you were to ask the universe for a Christmas present, as such a varied artist with such an interesting resume, what is your dream project at this moment?
My dream project. I have done so many marvelous projects with artists and movies and all of those things. I think what I'm really working towards now is really this mindfulness and mental health with music projects that I'm really looking forward to in the future to really develop those and bring those to the world. I think you reach a point where you've done so many marvelous things and that you want to sort of give back. In a way. And that's what I'm really looking forward to in the coming years.
Well, Sarah Hicks, we really look forward to seeing you in Toronto. And thank you for taking time to speak with me.
Of course. Nice chatting with you.
That was conductor Sarah Hicks. She returns to Toronto December 10th and 11th for this year's edition of the Holiday Pops. Get your tickets now for this upbeat, joyous ringing in of the season at tso.ca. Let's hear Sarah's favorite Christmas tune. This is I'll Be Home for Christmas.